We're here at the BIVI North Carolina Swine Health Seminar, and with me is Adam Moser, and Adam was with North Carolina State University. Adam, why don't you just introduce yourself for me, please?
Adam Moser, I'm an associate professor at North Carolina State University at the veterinary school, and my areas of research are in focusing gastrointestinal diseases.
And you talked today specifically about gut physiology from a pathogen's point of view and interactions. So what I'd like you to do is just basically wrap up for me what you want producers to take away from your research as you presented it.
So my research program at NC State University focuses on gut health. And we know that the GI tract is one of the most important organ systems in the animal, responsible for not only efficient absorption of feed and growth, but at the same time, the gut represents a very large interface between the animal and the outside world. So it serves very important and critical protective functions. And that's what I study at NC State, is how this gut maintains its integrity through normal processes and also under diseases. And to summarize, what I covered today was looking at the host responses to stress. So we know, and we've known for a very long time, that stressors in the environment always precede the onset of many diseases. There's something that stress is always doing that makes an animal more susceptible to disease. But we really don't understand much beyond that. We don't understand the science behind it. We don't understand the biology behind it. And it is very important to begin to delve at some of these basic questions and to hopefully come up with a better understanding of how stressors can relate to disease susceptibility. Because that's when we know more, we're going to be able to develop alternative preventative strategies, whether they're management or therapies, new therapies, to optimize gut health, which in turn is going to create a healthier animal and a more efficient animal. So my research and my focus of this talk today was based on looking at how stressors in the environment that animals undergo every day impair specific functions of the gut. And we focused on the barrier functions of the gut. As I said previously, the intestinal tract serves as an important barrier to the outside world. It's faced with interactions with trillions of bacteria and toxins, and the gut needs to prevent those toxins and bacteria from getting across into our bodies. So that's a very important function of the gut. And that's specifically what we do study in the lab at NC State and through our research projects. And we've uncovered a potential link between stress and breakdown of intestinal barrier integrity in the animal. And we've shown that when animals are faced with certain stressors, whether they're weaning stress, mixing stress, heat stress, this gut barrier breaks down. The gut becomes leaky, and now animals are more susceptible to disease. And we further went on to understand the biology underlying the changes in permeability. And that's our current focus in the lab right now, and we believe that as we learn more and understand, we're going to be able to develop tools, management tools, therapeutic tools, to potentially reverse or ameliorate the effects of the ongoing production stressors that pigs just inherently encounter in production, and to optimize gut health and productivity in the animals.
So ultimately, if a producer can limit or potentially even eliminate the stressors on their herd, that they would be less prone to get a disease like PED.
That is definitely conceivable, where we've shown that management factors such as weaning age, your choice of when you're going to wean the pigs, can have such a dramatic impact on how that animal is going to be able to defend itself against pathogens later in life, such as PED. And we've also showed that when these stressful events occur at a very young age in the animals, it can have long-lasting, permanent effects on the animal's intestinal tract. And we are studying right now on how these can impact the development of the intestinal tract in animals, because these can have not only the negative impacts at the time of the event, but just far-reaching effects that we need to begin to understand.
You talked about weaning age as one potential stressor, but I mean, are you talking about things as even like comfort level, temperature, what they eat, that kind of thing?
Right. Yes. In a sense, we use the term stress, and stress can be from a number of different factors, including psychological factors, temperature factors, social factors, infection loads. So we really look at stress as really something that moves an animal or an organism away from homeostasis. And when you move away from homeostasis, you're unable to cope with your external environment. On one hand, the stress response is essential for life. We need to be able to respond to challenges outside in our environment to live. But at the same time, when stressors can occur at a vulnerable stage, such as early development, or if the stressors are too much of an overload of stressors, that's when we begin to see disease. And that's really what we're focused on understanding.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the BIVI Swine Health Seminar in North Carolina, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.